Oh.
Hello, my name is Aterica. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise calls recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how can I help you?
This is LaShonda Grant. I was trying to call and make sure my bank information and my ID was right when I did the unemployment claim.
Okay, so I wouldn't be able to see what banking information is on file. You can only see it when you are filing the claim. But if you do want to update it again, just to make sure, I can do that. And for your ID, I can check that though.
Okay, so for the ID number, you need my name, don't you? LaShonda Grant.
Yes, ma'am. And may I have your social security number?
424-115176.
Okay, Ms. Grant, is your ID number 7512684?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that is the right one. It's the current one?
Yeah, 7512684.
Got it. So that is on file. And let me make sure.
About the bank information, because I did direct deposit, so they said the card take a little longer.
But yes, ma'am. So if you would apply for the Al Vantage card, you will get it in 5 to 7 days once you're approved. Well, I know, I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah, I was just trying to make sure my account number and route numbers was correct.
Okay, let me see. And do you have access to your climate portal, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so it won't even give you the option in there. It'll only tell you to call the 1-800-361-45.
Every time I call that number, it say the appointment is booked.
Yeah.
That's why I was trying to call y'all to redo it, because, you know, I know it takes about 4 weeks, and this like my second weekend of not working. And I know I'm just trying to make sure in case it do hit it, you know, it go to my bank account.
Got it. But I already know, ma'am, it's hard to get an appointment with them.
Yeah, it is, because I called all last week, and every time after I call after 5 o'clock, they said the appointments are taken for the next day.
And what kind of bank do you have, ma'am?
A PNC bank account. Checking account.
You said PSC?
PNC, yes, ma'am. PNC Bank.
Oh, got it. PNC Bank. Let me go ahead and put that down. So, PNC Bank. Come on.
And in the claimant portal, it's saying something about separation issues.
Okay.
A separation issue means that it's established on all claims and is determined the reason that you are no longer employed by your last employer. I ain't employed because they closed down.
But yes, ma'am. So they just had to, they still had to verify why you separated. I know you see they closed down. But that's why I see it's pending. You don't have to do anything on your side unless they contact you.
Okay.
But yeah, usually reach out by phone, the inquiry department.
So can you see the round number and account number?
We only see that it only tells us that you got it set for direct deposit, but we can go ahead and just add it again just in case.
Okay.
So yeah, I do see it set to direct deposit. Come on. And I'm still here, ma'am. I just had to have somebody over me do it.
Okay.
Come on.
Your assistant won't update. You think you can call back later or something like that?
But yes, ma'am. So I do have your, I did already put down your phone number, your name, and then the bank that you use. So my manager or supervisor, they'll contact you to update it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I just wanted to say thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day.
All right.